We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All systems are go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Van
Vliet! Oh, welcome back, my friends, to another audio adventure here on Insight. I'm Chris Van Vliet. Thank you so much for joining us as we sit down with a legend. And as I was preparing for this interview, I was thinking about all the iconic characters that Mike Myers has played, and it's nothing short of amazing. Austin Powers, Dr. Evil, Shrek, Wayne Campbell from Wayne's World, The Cat in the Hat, Fat Bastard, Goldmember. I mean, the man just has talent oozing out of him. And in his new Netflix series called Pentaveret, he puts this on display. He plays 8 different characters, and we dive into the process of what it looks like to create a character. Where does that start for him? We also talk about the best advice that he's ever received. And, oh yeah, what he thinks of the other famous Michael Myers, you know, from Halloween. And just like the interview with Craig Robinson from a few weeks ago, you might notice this is a bit of a shorter conversation. A mini view, as I'm calling it. A mini interview. Mini view. I like that. Hopefully it catches on. A mini view. I'd also encourage you, though, to check out the video of this on my YouTube channel. Hopefully you're already subscribed on there. And hopefully you're subscribed on here. If you're not, please take a second right now to click subscribe wherever you're listening to the podcast right now. Shirley M. is our fan of the week. She left this review on Apple Podcasts. It says, great. This is a great podcast. It's one of my favorites. And I learn something new on every single episode. Well, thank you so much for that, Shirley. I appreciate the kind words. I read a review on every episode. So if you listen on Apple Podcasts, if you have an iPhone, I'd be so grateful if you would consider leaving a review on there. If you listen on Spotify, by the way, they have ratings. So please go in there, click the 5 stars, if you would. I'd hope that you would. Please, it'd be so helpful if you could do that. All right, here we go. What a pleasure to sit down with this man. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Myers. Mike, it is a pleasure because I grew up in Pickering, Ontario.
Hey!
So all of these references, Ken Scarborough and all the Canadianisms, I love them so much.
Oh, yeah. Near the nuclear plant?
Of course. Yeah. Can't you tell?
Yeah. No, you're glowing. You're glowing.
That's it.
Yes.
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Canadians?
Well, one of the things I think people confuse our kindness for weakness.
Mm.
And I think that people do so at their peril because we have consistently fought for democracy. And I know that sounds a little corny and heavy, but with what's going on in the world right now with democracy under attack, I think we're, as a country, on the right side of it, you know?
I lost count at 8. Is it 8 characters you play in the series?
It is 8 characters, yes.
Wow. Okay, so what does the process look like of actually getting into character? Can you just jump right into it, or do you wait till the, you know, the costume's on and the makeup's on and the wig's on?
So what happens is I remember seeing Martin Short from SCTV, who I, of course, worship. And he said that in the makeup chair is where the character begins. The outside in the mirror fools the inside, you know? Mm. And so for me, there are certain words, too, that get me into the character. When I did Linda Richman, it was always the word coffee. Because as a Canadian, I couldn't believe that it was K-A-U-P-H-Y. You mean coffee? Yeah, coffee. Daughters, dogs. With Austin Powers, believe it or not, as corny as it might be, it was, yeah, baby. That got me into it. Dr. Evil was just the word right. I would just say it into the mirror. Right, right. Sometimes really. Just different words, but mostly it's game day. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I love performing, and I love having to be there for it. You know what I mean? To show up for it.
Speaking of characters, I've always wondered, Mike, what's it like when you share the same name as a very famous horror movie character?
I didn't grow up as a public person, you know, like I grew up in a very working class house in Toronto, and I get on Saturday Night Live, which is exciting. And then I go to cash a check from NBC Saturday Night Live. You know, I went way back when to the Chemical Bank. I don't know if you remember that. And I went and the cashier said, Michael Myers, you're not going to kill me, are you? And I was like, so I finally, I'm on a TV show and the name of a mass murderer, fictional though he might be, has already happened. But surprisingly, people don't remember the Michael part as much. They tend to remember the Mike part. But it was kind of a really? Oh, well. Just grateful to be on Saturday Night Live.
I mean, and look at the career you've had. Unbelievable. You make me as a Canadian very proud.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
If you were to choose one of your previous characters to join the Pentaveret, who do you think would be the best fit?
I think Dr. Evil would be a good choice. Or Shrek. Shrek would be an interesting choice.
How about Wayne Campbell? How would he do?
He would do okay. I think that would be fun. At one point, I wanted to do a Wayne's World where Wayne got his own country, the first heavy metal state. So there'd be like a ministry of being partied out, a ministry of being hassled by your parents. So I could actually see him running a secret society. That could be fun.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
What's the best advice that you've received in your career, Mike?
Never give up. The reason you should never give up is great reviews is just information, and it's just really comfortable information. Bad reviews is just uncomfortable information, but none of it is definition. Mm. You know what I mean? And if you are making something that you want to see, you've already won. And if you're honest, like with my upbringing, which is that it's a lot to ask people to show up to see your thing. You know what I mean? So you should really work your hardest. And it's a lot of work because it's a lot to ask somebody to sit in the dark and not talk about themselves with strangers, plus ticket, plus popcorn, plus Diet Coke. You know, and I think that my working class parents really drilled into me, you got to give people their money's worth and you have to be a good entertainer. And that's what I loved about working with Dana Carvey, is he grew up exactly the same way. He was a brother from another mother, you know. He also loved to entertain. And I think that's why we hit it off so well.
Mike, such a pleasure. Thank you so much. Congratulations on Pentabra.
Yay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, there we go, my friends. The legendary Mike Myers and his new series called The Pentaveret is available right now on Netflix. What a guy. So much talent. We didn't talk about it during the interview, but if you look really hard in the movie The Love Guru, or even just really hard in the trailer for The Love Guru, you might see a familiar face wearing a green shirt. Yeah, back in 2007, I spent about 10 days as a background actor in The Love Guru, and it was an amazing experience. I was on set with Mike Myers, Vern Troyer, Jessica Alba, Val Kilmer, Mariska Hargitay. Yeah, so cool. So if you happen to watch The Love Guru at any point, let me know. Take a screenshot of that. Also take a screenshot of this episode. Let us know what you thought of this one. I'm going to keep these mini interviews coming as we get them. I mean, I know it was only 5-6 minutes with Mike Myers, but come on. It's Mike Myers. I will leave you with a quote from another great Canadian, another great comedian, another legend. It's a quote that I've always loved here. It's from Jim Carrey, who said, "You can fail at what you don't want, so you might as well take a chance on doing what you love." Be great. Be grateful. We will see you on the next one for some more insight.